This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to Tag Along. I'm your host, Bilal Khan. And
no, I'm your host, okay. Amara Shukri. Bilal is just visiting. We're doing the names of Allah. We're doing the names of Allah, inshallah. And right now, we're going to do Al-Khaliq, Al-Khalaq, and Ahsanul Khaliqin.
Ahsanul Khaliqin.
I'm just throwing, yeah. I mean, really? Here's the thing with the names. Different scholars have had different ijtihadat, right? Everyone's trying to figure out what the names are. And so every list that you read from a different scholar is actually going to have some variety in it. So.
So Al-Khaliq, Al-Khalaq, and Ahsan Al-Khaliqin.
Yeah, so Al-Khaliq is the one who's the creator, the one who creates.
Okay.
Al-Khalaq is the one who consistently creates. So it's not just a one-time thing.
So he doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop.
Is this where Yasir al-Qadi comes out with his aliens theory?
Possibly.
Because his whole thing is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khalaq, that means after humanity has been judged and put into the heavens, does that mean he's going to stop with us? Or rather, would he continue to create more?
Okay, interesting. And this is the part of the class where Bilal, mashallah, radiallahu anhu arda, was completely aware, memorized it. Went and got his X-File t-shirts, got out of the closet.
Prama Trekkie. I grew up on Star Trek, man. Okay?
No, I believe it. I don't think I've ever seen it in a single episode. But Al-Khalaq and Ahsan al-Khaliqin. Ahsan al-Khaliqin is the best of creators.
Got it. And then the creator, the constantly creating, and the best of creators.
Yeah, the best of creators. So, I mean, it goes back to
this. So this actually, when you say the best of creators, that actually puts humanity in its place too.
Of course, because some people create, right?
And yeah.
People who do create, they are, you know, you create one thing, you get one patent, and people appreciate you. You know, you do it a number of times and people idolize you. Yeah. Look at somebody like Steve Jobs and how he's idolized and loved.
Yeah.
And so what about the one who created the heavens and the earth and the sky? And if you just go out into nature, it's absolutely breathtaking. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And everywhere you look, that's Allah's creation, right? He is Al-Khalaq.
True that.
So just a couple of things with regards to Al-Khaliq or Al-Khalaq. Like, what does this name denote? What does this show? One, of course, is it shows the absolute power of Allah. And one of the things that you'll see, the name that's paired with Al-Khalaq twice in the Quran, and it's the only name that's paired with Al-Khalaq in the Quran, is Al-Alim.
Al-Alim, the knowledge.
Al-Alim, of course.
Okay.
Because he's not just creating. There's no luck involved. Allah Azrael is the one who creates, and Allah is perfect in his knowledge. And so his ability to create indicates the perfection of his knowledge.
Okay. You know what? It's interesting because we're talking about just from the perspective of somebody even writing a book. I think it was even Imam Shafi, and just even in my own thing. Like, you write something or you produce something, and later you come back to it like, oh, I could have made it better.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody who has knowledge, perfect knowledge of something, they can create the best. It's like even when I did my whole thing with making a couch.
Yeah. Still an ongoing project. Make dua. This Ramadan, make dua that Bilal's couch finishes.
It's done. It just needs a wrap. Okay. It just needs a wrap. But the thing is, it's like, because it's a sectional, right? I created the first part not knowing what I'm doing, which took me like 2 hours to do. And the second part I did in 45 minutes, which was the recreation of the other part. But now, because I knew how to do that. But then now I'm thinking about I could recreate the whole couch much better than how I started it. But somebody who creates and is al-alim would do it right the first time.
Exactly. And not only that, but it also gives us, you know, comfort with regards to his guidance. You know, in Surah Tabarak, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Doesn't he know the one who created?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guidance that he's given us, doesn't he know best how we work and how we function and how we'll be happy and how we'll be content in our lives when he's the one who created? Isn't the, you know, if you look at the Quran like an owner's manual, so to speak, or something like that, then he is the one who we should trust the most with regards to how we live our lives, because he's the one who created. Also, of the things that, you know, come to mind with regards to Al-Khalaq or Al-Khaliq is that Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, he's placed signs that indicate to us his presence and his ability and his attributes. And so, you know, who is Allah? you get to know him by seeing his signs on the earth. Like, if you just see the beauty on this earth, you realize that this Lord of ours is beautiful because of the beauty that you see. You see his knowledge and you see his mercy in the way that this earth exists. You see his ability in everything that we experience.
Yeah.
These are some of the things with regards to Al-Khalaq. And one of the most beautiful verses to conclude this topic is just, or Al-Khaliq, is you know, the verse in Ali Imran where Allah says, "Inna fi khalqi samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli
wan-nahar."
It's a beautiful verse. "Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim." Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the interchanging of the day and night are signs for people of intellect, right?
Reflection. Whose minds are open to understanding.
So, who are they? "Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan." They remember Allah in standing and sitting down and laying down.
It's interesting. I was listening to an interview with this neuroscientist. His name is Mohamed Ghailan from Canada. And he was talking about like the whole thing with like some of these new atheists where these guys, they argue amongst these, like they're known as like, because they have PhDs, but they don't publish anything. But one of the things he said that within this field of science, these people who are discovering and observing and looking, like there's a lot of people who believe in Allah. And even if they don't believe in a religion, they believe in a higher metaphysical reality of just looking at these signs.
I mean, I believe it. I mean, just look at the, I'm going to read to you just a little bit of what I've come across with regards to the human body, and I'm no specialist at all, but you've got 7 octillion atoms in your body, 37 to 70 trillion cells. The cells that line your stomach regenerate every 5 days. Your skin's outer layer, the epidermis, is shed every 2 to 4 weeks. Every 2 to 4 weeks, you've got a new skin. Or your eyes can distinguish between 2.3 to 7.5 million colors, even though I really believe that there are only 8 that you, a guy, can see.
Mm-hmm.
You've got blue, red, green,
white,
yeah, whatever that is. I still don't believe, I don't know about teal and all of these different colors that brothers start to mention now.
You're talking about me?
Exactly. Your nose can distinguish between 1 trillion different smells.
Mm.
Just crazy, right? But then you never think about it until you think about it that, you know what? I can distinguish between the smell of grass and the smell of rain and the smell of gas.
You haven't associated that smell with that, so you might be able to distinguish it. You may not know what it is.
But you do. You do know what it is. But you never sat there and thought about, man, I know so many different smells. You know, you don't ever think about that, right? True. You know the sense of your children, maybe. I know you know the sense of your parents. You know this, so many different senses, right?
Yeah.
What else do we have here? Your pinky. If you were to lose any finger, a person might say their pinky. It gives you 50% of your of the power of your hand.
50%.
50%. Try to do pull-ups without your pinky. Not going to be able to do it. Clasp one hand to another. That's roughly the size of a human heart. Okay. Mm. Beats 100,000 times a day. Pumps 5.5 liters with each pulse, around 3 million liters a year. That's all, you know, it's just some of the functions of your, if you were to take all of your DNA from your body and uncoil it, it would stretch to Pluto and back, 10 billion miles, the DNA in your body. And that's what Allah says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِينِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ مَا فَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, in the earth are signs for the people of certainty, and in your own selves there are signs. Don't you see? Exactly. And that's even not even going out to the stars and how many billions of galaxies there are, how many billions of stars in those galaxies. And and Allah swears by that. He says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. I swear by that which you see and by that which you don't see. And that just opens up a whole other aspect of questions.
Radio and waves and sonic waves and gamma waves. And
then after all of that, we don't know most of what's out there.
Yeah. Heck, even on this earth, there's so much on this earth that we don't know. We know less about the earth than we know about space.
And we're not even talking about the oceans yet.
Yeah. You know. Crazy, man.
Yeah, so that's a little bit with regards to
Al-Alim and this is where it makes more sense now with the whole concept of Al-Alim in relation to Al-Khaliq.
Yeah.
And Ahsan Al-Khaliqin.
Yep, for sure. That's Al-Khaliq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.